Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Just heard that ad for our friends at Tanner's 30th in Yankee Hill. Maybe stop in there for dinner. Make sure you check out the Mercado, though, for Fired Up Friday. Again, the pit beef and cheddar sandwich is what's on tap menu-wise for tomorrow. We'll get to tomorrow's basketball games here if we have time. DP, Coach Saunders are connected. We'll bring them on here in the last segment, crossed over, get you set up for the Supernovas against Grand Rapids. So that'll be coming up here in just a moment. And stay tuned tomorrow. We'll have plenty more tickets to give away for Saturday's Supernovas game up in Omaha. Taking a look at the rest of tonight's action, last segment we looked at Clemson and Arizona. The other early tip, such as it is, San Diego State and UConn. If that matchup sounds familiar, that's because, well, it should. This was last year's national championship matchup, a game that UConn ended up winning 76-59, and really probably wasn't even as close as that score would let you know. The Huskies held the Aztecs to 32% shooting from the floor, just 19-59. They were 6 of 23 overall from 3. Did get to the free throw line a pretty good clip, hit 15 of 20, but UConn ran away with this one in the end. Out-rebounded them, barely outshot them from 3. Only 17 attempts for UConn. They made 6 of them. The Huskies shoot 43% of the floor, but it was a free throw parade. 24 of 27, the Huskies were at the line. Leading scorers for them in that one, Adama Sanogo no longer with the team. Jordan Hawkins no longer with the team. But the leading scorer in that game was Tristan Newton, who is back for the Huskies. He kind of tormented the Aztecs. 19 points on 11 overall shots, 8 of 8 at the free throw line as well. And dished out 10 rebounds for a guy that's really not all that big. Tristan Newton kind of took over that national championship game last year. What a run it was for San Diego State, a program that has some basketball history and tradition that's been built on a culture of toughness dating back to, you know, Steve Fisher. Then Brian Dutcher takes over. San Diego State felt for a while like a program on the verge of a breakthrough. They get their shot, their moment in the sun against UConn last year, but the Huskies were playing some really good basketball, just like they are again this year. I think most people are going to be picking UConn in this matchup. I think that's the logical choice, the simple choice, the smart choice in this one. But just how big a factor is revenge? UConn is more similar than San Diego State is from last year's team to this year's team. You look at both of these, but you know Brian Dutcher didn't forget. San Diego State still does have some of the same, you know, offensive issues. Again, we take a look at the ratings over these last few games for all of these schools. San Diego State's defense rates out really well in the top half of the remaining Sweet 16 teams, but it's still slightly behind UConn. The offensive rating, though, heavily in favor of the Huskies. They're just under 130, while San Diego State is not even up to 115. So all of the numbers in this matchup point UConn's way, that they make it 2 in a row over the Aztecs, 2 years in a row end their run. And again, I think that's the most likely conclusion. If you're asking me to pick this game, yeah, I take UConn without much hesitation, but this is still college sports. You know, even though San Diego has to, you know, San Diego State has to travel all the way from Viejas Arena to Boston to take on UConn, and really a home game for the Huskies, revenge plays a factor. The human element needs to come into play in these games. And I'm not saying UConn's not motivated, but you know 76-59 was plastered on the scoreboards all year. The practice gym at Viejas Arena, all over. Anywhere you could put 76-59, anywhere you could put, you know, 30% shooting from the floor, Brian Dutcher had that number everywhere. So it wouldn't shock me if San Diego State keeps this game, you know, closer than maybe some people think. The Nightcaps. These are, for my money, the two more interesting games, and maybe the two most interesting games of the entire tournament. First of all, You have Alabama and North Carolina, this game in the West region at the Crypto Arena in Los Angeles. All the way across the country for both these teams. Carolina, the one seed. Alabama, the four seed. Alabama was a top five offense in college basketball all year. Mark Sears has really taken his game to a whole nother level for the Crimson Tide. He has been nails through the first two rounds of this tournament. And if I can reference Happy Gilmore here, you know, Happy learned how to putt. Not that Alabama's absolutely locked teams up in this tournament, but the way they squeezed the life out of Grand Canyon late in that game makes me wonder if Alabama is being overlooked in this matchup. Carolina, in its history, when it receives a one seed in the NCAA tournament, averages a Final Four appearance. This region set up very well for them. I think Carolina has the firepower.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To, you know, keep pace with Alabama's offense. They've been, you know, one of the better defenses in the ACC all year long. But Alabama is so explosive offensively. They have a shot diet that looks like an NBA team's. They space the floor. They shoot a lot of threes. Not at a high percentage, but Alabama is all about quantity of threes and even some looks at the rim. They will spread the floor. They will get Sears going downhill to the rim. He will spray it to a number of shooters on the perimeter. And it seems like Latrell Wrightsell, who took a bump to the head, will be back for this game for the Crimson Tide. To me, the headlining matchup is obvious. It's Mark Sears versus RJ Davis, who probably won't win NCAA Player of the Year, but I give begrudging props and respect to Hubert Davis for bringing out by far the best version of RJ Davis that we've seen in his time at Carolina. Maybe some of that has to do with Caleb Love's, you know, up and out to Arizona, but you get Davis back for another year. He's the best version of himself. Baycott, steady as she goes. Harrison Ingram, the transfer from Stanford, who didn't live up to his five-star billing in Palo Alto, has come in and played a role. Cormac Ryan, intra-conference transfer from Notre Dame, has spotted up along the perimeter. And the key for me, for North Carolina, is Elliott Cadeau. Doesn't shoot it very well, sub 30% on the year at last check, but he has an incredible first step, incredible feel for the game, incredible vision and passing ability. RJ Davis is the scorer. Armando Baycott is the workhorse. Harrison Ingram is the X factor. But Elliott Cadeau, to me, is the engine. If Alabama can find a lengthy defender who can stay in front of Cadeau, who can challenge his shots when you give him a step of space so you can stay in front of him, and can get a hand in a passing lane a few times a game, that, to me, is the key to slowing down this Carolina offense. This is a game I expect to be played in the 70s, maybe even the 80s. So I'm curious to watch that game. And then we talked about Styles Make Fights with Tennessee and Creighton earlier. The biggest possible Styles Make Fights matchup that we have is the nightcap tonight. Again, in the East region, taking place at the TD Garden in Boston, you have Illinois and Iowa State. If I asked you who the number one offense in college basketball was, you might say Alabama. You might say Kentucky. In the thrill ride that they put teams on, maybe a, you know, high-scoring mid-major. You'd be wrong. It's Illinois. Yeah, the Fighting Illini have the number one offense in college basketball. Terrence Shannon Jr., Marcus Damask, Quincy Guerrier, Ty Rogers, Coleman Hawkins, Dane Danger, Goody off the bench. Illinois has an incredible offense. If I asked you who the number one defense in college basketball was, you might say Virginia. Because they're known for it. You might have said someone like Kansas, potentially. You might have said Rutgers, who missed the NCAA tournament. It's Iowa State. You might even have said Houston, right? But Iowa State's win over Houston in the Big 12 championship game gave them the mantle of number one defense in the NCAA tournament. Through the last 9 matchups of number one offense versus number one defense, it's a 4-5 split. in favor of, I believe, it's a 5-4 split in favor of the offense. So I think the offense has won more of these matchups than the defense has. We know all of Illinois' weapons. What makes Iowa State so special as a defense is how connected they are. Read a great article today about TJ Otzelberger, how he schedules his guys' days, how it's all about unity and togetherness and preparation. Iowa State has some good players. Lipsy's really fun. Milan Mumcilovic was a former high school teammate of guy who's coming to Nebraska next year, Nick Janowski. But there's no Tyrese Hunter on Iowa State from a couple years ago. There's no Tyrese Halliburton, George Niang, Nas Cook, or Nas Long, anyone like that. Iowa State gets this done as a team. History is not in Iowa State's corner. Teams that start the year ranked outside of the top 25 and then finish the regular season ranked in the top 10 often don't do well in tournament setting. You look back just to last year, we had two of those teams. One of them being Purdue, who flamed out in the first round against Fairleigh Dickinson. And the other is Marquette, who got a 2 seed last year, just like Iowa State did this year. You have the number one offense in Illinois against the number one defense in Iowa State, and that's our nightcap. I'm bummed we have to wait till, whether that be 9 o'clock, 9:15 tonight to get that game. I have a slight lean toward the Cyclones. I think Illinois has been riding a bit of a high. It wouldn't shock me to see Iowa State throw a wrench into some of their plans, but hey, maybe Illinois' offense is just on a different level. We'll break down tomorrow's games tomorrow. That was a fun look at tonight's 4 Sweet 16 games. We'll throw it to break when we get back. DP's connected. He's up in Omaha at the CHI Health Center. We'll get his thoughts on this matchup between the Supernovas and the Rise to wrap up Old School after this.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.